came from outer space to fill the world with terror, to bring you unforgettable suspense.
It's indestructible. It's indescribable. Nothing can stop it.
Shock Tales with Johnny Thunder.
It's the man who makes Joey Chestnut look like a bulimic Ethiopian. It's your master of ceremonies, Johnny Thunder.
Yo, brother. What's up?
Hey, by the way, I'm all set for tonight. I've got a, I've got my bottle of rum on one side. I've got my jug of soda on the other side. And a Lush in the middle.
Oh, that's so romantical.
I got everything all right, right in a row right here. I have it a bottle I can piss in, so I don't have to get up and go to the bathroom. So if you do hear any like thing that sounds like frying bacon during one of your dissertations.
So this month will be treated to your bong hits and your urination.
I get the one hit of candy as well.
Everything is coming up, Baker, brother. Everything is coming up, Baker. Hey, everybody. Welcome back, unfortunately, to the last bar on the left. We are serving up Shock Tales. Now, we've already heard about Sparkle's drinks this month, right? Is that all? Do you have anything else prepared, or was that it?
Are you talking about who's sponsoring this evening? Like, who's,
yeah, hold on. On my end of the bar, I'm once again just chugging a bunch of Trogues as well as some Sailor Jerry rum straight out of the bottle because I want to keep this, you know, keep this whole thing classy. What about you, Drunky McDrunkerson? What are you drinking?
Oh, man. What I got on tap here, I got the Buckfast Tonic Wine. Not in the mood to commit a violent crime? Well, reach for some Buckfast Tonic Wine. Don't buck it or you'll yuck it. Buckfast, 17% alcohol by volume.
Wow. Okay, so moving on. Hey, you know what? I don't even know where to go from there. It's all downhill from there, isn't there, Chris? I mean, such a wonderful intro, and we're so happy to be here once again. I got a ghouly. I'm sorry, what is it? A ghouly
group?
Is that what it is? Yeah, because I know.
Yeah, the Ghouly Grooves.
I know so many of our listeners are fans of the Italian cannibal films, and they also love to collect vinyl. So I completely wanted to highlight for you One Way Static Records, the joint out of Belgium. They are releasing a new vinyl release of the soundtrack to Cannibal Ferox from 1981. They previously put out The Last House on the Left and The Hills Have Eyes, the original flicks, of course. Now, pre-order is available now, shipping April 28th. There's going to be two different versions. One is a limited edition for 35 euros. Okay, Chris, I'm not going to ask you to do any math because I think you'd actually piss your pants. That's about, I think, 25, 30 bucks. I can't tell the difference.
I was to understand there was be no math.
So there's a couple different versions of this. There's a limited edition. It's going to be in jungle camouflage vinyl, which is awesome. And then the bigger version is going to be regular black vinyl. So again, if you're into collecting the vinyl, as I'm sure so many of our listeners are, please check out onewaystatic.com. Now, while you're hanging out in your haunted house, tapping your toes to the lovely sounds of cannibalism, maybe you want to check out some Putrid Prints. There are a couple coming out our way in July. The first is called The Very Witching Time of Night, Dark Alleys of Classic Horror Cinema by Gregory William Mank. It's going to come in at $45. It's going to cover different areas of horror film history, including the tragic life of Dracula's leading lady, Helen Chandler, John Barrymore's 1931 horror vehicle, Svengali and the Mad Genius. Genius. The shooting of 1933's Murders in the Zoo.
Am I a mad genius or just genius?
Mad props for mad genius. No, I think you're just the genius. I interview with the son of Lionel Atwill, Boris Karloff's time at Warner Brothers, some shit about cat people and the curse of the cat people, Frankenstein meets the Wolfman Revisited, and the whole phenomenon of shock theater on television. The other book I think would be of interest to a lot of people is titled The Creature Chronicles, Exploring the Black Lagoon Trilogy by Tom Weaver, David Schechter, Steve Cronenberg, with an introduction by Julie Adams. Now, this thing, it's over 500 pages, but it's also $75. So again, check it out from your library, or maybe you want to ask for it for Christmas or your anniversary from your lovely, beautiful Dark Angel. It's every, or shell in your case from your husband's checkbook. It's everything you've ever wanted to know about the Gill Man and all of his films. It's collected here in a book packed to the gills with hour by hour. Packed to the gills with hour by hour production histories, cast bios, analyses, exploration of the music, script to screen comparisons, interviews, and an ocean of fantastic photos. Do you see what I did there?
That was a little fishy.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go over to McFarlandPub.com for the 411. Now, dude, let's go over to the silver screen. This was just announced on our last show, and I said, oh, dude, should we go back and record? Then I said, let's save it till next time. If you remember, Rob Zombie's next project was going to be the Broad Street Bullies. He was going to do a film about the 1970s Philadelphia Flyers.
You know, we ain't been hockey players. We've been clowns. We've been goons. Freaks and a fucking sideshow. What a bunch of criminals. We ought to be in jail. That's all there is to it.
He's actually been in town a couple times scouting out locations for the film and so forth. Well, it was just announced that he's going to table that project and he's going to move over back to something that's more familiar to him. He's going back to the horror genre for something called The Manson Murders.
So what he does best, white trash serial killers.
Absolutely. And, you know, if we go back to some earlier shows where I've said before, I think it was even before The Devil's... I don't even remember, but I said, maybe you want to move over to vampires, werewolves, or maybe move off of horror itself. And he did... Well, I would say The Lords of Salem from last year. It was a little bit different. It was the smaller ghost kind of possession devil film. It wasn't exactly what he's always done. But this was an opportunity, he said, to do something that he's always wanted to do a story about the Charles Manson murders. He's teaming up with Brett Easton Ellis, who did American Psycho, for a limited series. It seems like it's going to be a limited TV series on, I believe, FX. Now, don't hold me to that, but given, say, the success of True Detective on HBO or American Horror Story on FX, I think that's the way they're going with this. There's really nothing else been announced so far. There's no casting. There's no release date. There's nothing else. But I just want to put this on your radar because I think this has potential to be an interesting sort of biopic from Zombie. And while we're talking about some horror kind of stuff coming our way, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Just some things you got to do. Don't mean you have to like it.
Is going to be re-released into theaters this summer. I have never seen it on the big screen. And to me, this would be something so awesome to see, say, at a drive-in or an old classic horror theater. Just to see the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre on the big screen. Look for it near you. I don't have any release dates. I don't have any other information. But I think that would just be a kick-ass opportunity to see the original Leatherface on the big screen.
Absolutely go see it at the drive-in if I had my option.
That'd be phenomenal. Now, speaking of things playing not necessarily in the drive-in, but the theaters, dude, for some reason, there is a shitload of stuff coming out in April, and I'm not sure why everybody's burning off some stuff this month, but
hopefully it's not all shit-tastic.
Well, it probably will be, but, that's for me to judge. That's for me to judge.
And for us to just yesterday, that's okay, Johnny. Okay. Whatever you say.
We would actually do some show prep. But anyway, April 4th, we will see the release of Gin. It's a rated PG-13 film about this.
Oh, I got a little Gin right over here.
I was just going to say, not the stuff we have with Tonic and not the stuff that we necessarily like to chug, but it is about a demonic possession creature who likes to haunt this guy named Sean, whose family's been haunted for generations. Unable to explain the threats that is threatening his life, Sean turns to a mysterious duo who claims to have the answers. With their help and the aid of a shackled mental patient, this cat discovers there is far more to the world than he ever imagined. So if you're into the supernatural kind of stuff, maybe you want to check this out. I've seen some early previews and some early reviews that said it's pretty craptastic, but I'll let you decide. Coming a week later on April 11th is Oculus.
My name is Kaylee Ann Russell. The purpose of today's experiment is to prove that the object behind me is responsible for at least 45 deaths in the four centuries of its recorded existence.
Rated R for terror, violence, disturbing images, and brief language. What does that mean? Brief? Why brief language? What does that even mean? I don't even know. What?
Very short sentences.
Hi. It's haiku. It's a haiku horror film. Starring sci-fi darling Katie Sackhoff. It's about a woman who tries to exonerate her brother, who's been convicted of murder, by proving that the crime was committed by a supernatural phenomenon. Big Red Hoffman turned me on to this a couple weeks ago. There's some weird eye and some other nonsense. I don't think I'm going to check this out, but again, if you like the supernatural nonsense or Katie Sackhoff, you know, check it out.
Why don't we just end it right now and smash the damn thing?
Theaters May 16th, video on demand April 17th. It's Wolf Creek 2.
In this world, there's people like me. And there's people like you.
Did you get hit?
And people like me. Eat people like you.
Now, I could read you the description of this flick, but if you'd seen the original November 2005 Australian film Wolf Creek, it's basically the same thing. Killer Mick Taylor takes care of a number of other backpackers that are out around the Wolf Creek crater. So I actually dug the first one. I'm going to check this one out, but you know, it's the same thing. So if you're looking forward to this being a franchise, definitely look for Wolf Creek 2. Now, April 25th is a film coming from Hammer Film Productions. It's following up on The Woman in Black, called The Quiet Ones.
What is the supernatural? Anyone? Ghosts? No one here believes in ghosts. What if you could prove that the supernatural was merely a manifestation of what already exists in the mind?
Welcome to the experiment.
It's a rated PG-13 film that's said to be inspired by true events. It's about a professor who uses controversial methods and leads his best students into a dangerous experiment, creating a poltergeist from negative human energy. All right, so there's a flick coming. Limited release May 2nd to theater. May 5th in DVD. It's a flick called Mr. Jones.
Who do you think you're dealing with? Do you think this is like a painter or something? Like, I know you guys think you're telling, like, a fun little story, but you need to stop.
It's a found footage horror flick. Rated PG.
Yeah, Mr. Jones!
Mr. Jones! And the only reason I'm actually mentioning this is because it is featuring props and design by the one, the only, Pumpkin Rod.
Nobody knew who he was, and nobody still knows.
Yes, kids, it's Pumpkin Rod. A filmmaker and his girlfriend move into a desolate house next door to a mysterious Mr. Jones. So this cat has haunting sculptures, but he's remained a mystery to the world. So the couple decides
just
that they
like
want
Pumpkin Rod.
Exactly. They want to sneak into his house, go into his workshop, and film everything. They realize their curiosity may have chilling consequences. All right, I saw one movie this month. Dude, I think you saw this movie as well. We talked about it last month. It's called Patrick Evil Awakens.
People end up down here because they're pretty much forgotten. He's Roger's special project. Patrick, Kathy, Patrick.
This patient cannot possibly give consent.
So I give consent on his behalf.
I'll make hiding in there worse than being ripped out.
Patrick, can you hear me?
I was communicating with him.
It signifies nothing.
You felt that, didn't you?
The only thing more dangerous than his hate is his love.
A Patrick Evil Awakens, remember we talked about before, is about this nurse who goes to this crazy hospital, starts taking care of a bunch of comatose patients, learns that this cat that she's taking care of, who cleverly enough is named Patrick, is this comatose psychic kind of crazy cat who wants to control her, love her, and control her Life. Now, this is starring Sharni Vinson, who previously appeared in You're Next. She was the hot chick in You're Next who kicked ass and took names and kind of took everybody down. This was an interesting film to me in the sense that when I first watched it, I wasn't sure exactly how I felt about it. Excuse me. I didn't know exactly what was going on. My first impression was I was like, eh, this is a little shitty. It's a little shoddy. It's a little over the top. And I didn't really know what to make of it. And then I kind of thought about it. And I said, well, look, you have this really gothic, insanely crazy hospital setting, which is a little preposterous given today's day and age. And then you have a couple over-the-top performances from the doctor in the hospital and the main nurse, who also is his daughter, who's a little insane. And you have this over-the-top score, and it's loud, and it's crazy, and there's a lot of stingers. And then you have this quiet, sort of a little more realistic performance from the Sharni Wilson, who I've loved in You're Next, and I like in this movie. And then you have these psychic occurrences from Patrick himself. And I step back, and I would say overall, it was entertaining. I don't think it's anything you've necessarily never seen before. I don't think it's anything new or revolutionary. Direction-wise, it's pretty much consistent with every sort of modern generic horror movie where you have the same kind of startle scares and the singers and this hospital environment. But when you step back, and I could say the last half hour where it's a little, as I said, more over the top with these psychic attacks. And I dug the fact that it wasn't a werewolf, a zombie, vampires, a slasher. It was a little bit different. It's the psychic attacks. You have some kills, some interesting things going on. I will say the CGI is bad. The kills look a little fake. A lot of the stuff is overall fake. The dude that played Patrick, I think, had the best role in the movie. I would love to just lay there and stare at the ceiling for 2 hours.
He did spit a couple of times.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. You're right. He did. He has a couple flashbacks with his whore mom that showed her boobs. But overall, I didn't hate it.
It was a little lacking in that department, by the way.
Yeah. Well, there were a couple. And we saw side boobage on Vincent when she got out of the tub or the shower. But like I said, I didn't hate it. I thought it was entertaining, so I wasn't mad that I spent the $7.
It's funny, I thought you were going to be pissed. I thought you were going to slam this movie.
Why?
You messaged me through Facebook and said, I told you, I watched Patrick, so I've done my minimal show prep for this month. And your response back to me was, I'm sorry. So I'm like, oh, I guess he fucking hated Patrick.
No, I meant I'm sorry that I made you do some show prep.
Oh, okay. I thought I was like, I'm sorry I made you watch Patrick. So I'm thinking, all right.
I actually liked that it was a little bit of a different setting. I love the hospital. I mean, like I said, it was completely over the top, insane. I like the psychic attack, kind of setting. It was a little bit different, something that we haven't seen maybe in a while. And it reminded me more of an 80s kind of flick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was fun. It was entertaining. I mean, I wasn't mad at all about this film. I don't think it's going to win any awards. I don't think you're going to have to scream and jump up and down and check this out right away, but I've seen worse.
Yeah.
All right. So, dude, I think that was last call. I think we are done for this month, right? All right, freaks. Thank you for listening. This is Johnny Thunder saying, stay scary.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.